And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is just after 6 o'clock, opening day, Thursday, March 29th. Some breaking news this morning. Police in Overland Park are asking for help finding the parents or guardians of two young children who were found wandering early this morning. They found the two, who are approximately 3 to 4 years old, wandering near Shawnee Mission Parkway and Santa Fe Street, which is right by Metcalf. That was about 3 o'clock this morning. You can see the story and pictures of the kids on the KC1021 Facebook page, and then share that post if you can. Anyone with information about the children or their family is asked to contact the Overland Park Police Department. The Royals open their season today against the Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium. Danny Duffy going to start for KC opposite Chicago right-hander James Shields, a former Royal. First pitch, 3:15. Royals all-star catcher Salvador Perez. Salvi, opening the season on the disabled list.
No!
He's expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a grade 2 sprain with a minor tear of the left knee ligament. Apparently hurt the knee while carrying a suitcase upstairs at his home. Would you watch him in action and you look at how hard he plays baseball and then you think it was the stairs carrying luggage. That's what takes him out.
It just goes down in history as one of the crazy sports incidents. I mean, guys that have cut themselves with drones, you know, picking up suitcases, playing sand volleyball with lingerie models.
But with him out,
always that athletes have hurt themselves.
Drew Butera will handle the bulk of the catching. Of course, it's also Greater Kansas City Day. Those 2x3 flags available for a $10 donation to Royals Charities. Shaylee and Joey, the producer, are going to be out at Price Chopper in Lenexa this morning from about 7 to 9. They're going to be at the one out at 101st and Woodland, so you can stop by and see them and pick up your flag.
Yeah, Joey's all ready. Look at that.
I am.
Joey, got your Royals shirt on, your hat.
Royals shirt, Monarchs hat, waiting for Shaylee, and we're going to head out soon. And I also want to say one of the other strange injuries. There was a pitcher on the Tigers who injured himself playing Guitar Hero.
Stop it!
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Back when Guitar Hero was a thing.
You make millions and millions of dollars, and it's Guitar Hero that takes you out.
I mean, hopefully he at least got through Freebird.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you guys may have some tickets to give away this morning when you're out there?
I don't know.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
I can't confirm nor deny. Shaylee knows all.
Understood. I would be prepared to go see them in Lenexa if I were you. And for the 27th year in a row, the Labrador Retriever is the most popular dog breed in the U.S. The German Shepherd and Golden Retriever took the number 2 and 3 spots, but there's a big move for an underdog this year. The French Bulldog jumped up 2 spots to number 4, knocking the Beagle out of the top 5 for the first time since 1998. What is your Sadie? What is Sadie?
Like a poodle mutt. We're not really sure what she is. Okay. We need one of those ancestry DNA things on Sadie.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
On this opening day today,
it's time for Jen's impossible question. According to a new study, doing this is more beneficial for your well-being than doing yoga. What are we talking about? 576-7102.
All right, let's find out. We'll go to the phones. We'll start in Independence with Ashley. Hey, good morning, Ashley. What do you think?
I think it's going to concert.
It is. Going to a live concert, more beneficial for your well-being than doing yoga. In fact, researchers found that people who listened to just 20 minutes of live music had a 21% boost in their mood, while those who took a yoga class for the same amount of time increased their well-being by just 10%.
Wow.
See, it's money well spent.
Yes, everyone loves Hobby Lobby.
And yes, they do. And we will give you a $25 gift card to go enjoy some Hobby Lobby time.
Perfect.
What was the last show that you went to? Do you remember, Ashley?
Miranda Lambert.
Ooh,
oh, the Miranda Lambert show. Sure, yeah.
You have any other tickets ready for this year? Because everybody's coming. Anybody you want to see is coming to Kansas City this year.
I'm going to see George Strait in Oklahoma, and I still have Bob Seger tickets waiting for him to reschedule.
Ah, okay.
Okay, right.
Good shows.
Awesome. Well, hold on for 1 second, Ashley. We'll get the information from you coming up here. Congratulations. And remember, the Throwback Throwdown is open right now for you to vote, Twitter, Facebook, or by text at 816-576-7102. Quickly, Shaylee's song, the baseball songs for today. It's a Boston baseball song. Joey's. Vote for mine. Or Jim's. Get those votes in now, and we'll play the winning song before 9. Did you see George Brett on Modern Family last night?
I missed it.
You did awesome. It was great.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda, Thursday morning, the 29th of March.
I'm so mad I missed Modern Family last night with George Brett on there. You were just describing the opening scene.
You should be. Yeah, within the first 2 minutes, they throw down the Kansas City Royals, and I'm like, yes!
Because
it's so good.
Stone Street sneaks over to spring training. Is that what happens?
That's right, he does. So he leaves. They're at a couples retreat in Phoenix, and they go, and Cam hears the roar of the crowd when they're supposed to be working on their chakra, and he goes, I'm going Royals. You know, I want to go to the Royals. And he goes over, and George Brett's there. And George's like, hey, have I ever told you about the Pine Tar game? And it was just awesome. I mean, everything about the Royals. It was so cool.
By the way, Shaylee and Joey heading out to Lenexa right now. They will have a couple pair of tickets to give away. I'm just saying, we'll tell you exactly where they are and how you can win those in just a little bit. Celebrating birthdays today from the movie Elf and the show Strangers with Candy, actress Amy Sedaris is 57. Blues Traveler singer John Popper, 51 today. And best known as Xena, Warrior Princess, actress Lucy Lawless is 50. The Roseanne reboot, ratings winner. President Trump apparently paying attention. According to ABC, the sitcom premiere was watched by more than 18 million viewers and is the highest rated comedy telecast on any network in nearly 4 years.
Wow.
How about that?
Huge.
ABC adds that it was Tuesday's highest rated entertainment telecast in 6 years among young adults. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president was so wowed by the show's success, he called Roseanne Barr to congratulate her. I didn't realize she's been a longtime supporter of Trump. I guess I haven't been following Roseanne,
yeah,
other than this big reboot. But I thought it was great, very funny, and I'm excited for the rest of the season.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I loved it.
Courtney Love owes the IRS big time. Multiple reports indicate Kurt Cobain's widow has an unpaid 2016 tax bill of more than $568,000. The Hole singer and Uncle Sam, far from strangers, though. It was just 3 months ago that Love apparently repaid the government nearly $320,000 that she owed on tax bills dating back to 2012.
Oh, that's good.
Second season of This Is Us is over, of course, but Chrissy Metz, who plays Kate, has a new book out, and she just talked about exactly how broke she was when she got her role on that show.
These cities are expensive to live in and to aspire, and to be an actress and headshots and classes, it's like, forget about it. You know, you're just trying to pay the bills. And so it was always paycheck to paycheck. And so I was on unemployment for some time, I think maybe 3 or 4 months. And I even felt bad about doing that. And my friend's like, you've been working since you were 15. It's okay. And I'm like, hard work has never been my problem. It's believing in myself. And so when I booked the role, I was like in between, of course, paychecks and didn't have enough money to even get gas to get to the audition. Was living with a friend who was like, girl, it's going to happen for you. Don't worry. I know you'll pay me back. And I'm like, okay. So, 81 cents in my bank account when I got the call.
I feel a special kinship with her right now because I would venture to guess I'm not that far from 81
yeah,
cents in my
now current. I know that we are This Is Us. Literally, This Is Us.
Yes. And in fact, her new book is called This Is Me.
That's and I know that she was in a version of Entourage, an episode of Entourage I
really?
Watched the other day. She was the counter girl. IMDb backed me up. And Entourage, all the show in the early seasons about them chasing the next thing, you know,
yeah,
being out of money and chasing the next acting job. And am I going to get this movie? Am I going to get the offer? Am I going to get the film? It's awesome.
That's your entertainment news brought to you by the United Methodist Church of the Resurrection, celebrating Easter with community egg hunts and Easter services in Leawood, Olathe, Blue Springs, and downtown. All are invited. Details are online at cor.org/Easter.
Shaylee's choice for the throwback throwdown today. You could vote for one of our baseball songs for Royals opening day. Sweet Caroline, Shaylee's choice. Joey has Mrs. Robinson on the merit of one good lyric. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. My vote. Put me in, coach. In center field by Fogarty. You could vote for that song or Jen's. Days. So vote now, Twitter, text, or Facebook.
I have the early lead on Facebook.
Of course you do. Everybody loves Glory Days.
You're doing well on text, though.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda for opening day, Thursday, March 29th. Police in Overland Park are asking for help finding the parents or guardians of two young children found wandering early this morning. The kids are approximately 3 to 4 years old. They were found near Shawnee Mission Parkway and Santa Fe Street, which is right near Metcalf. That was at about 3 o'clock this morning. You can see the story and see the kids' pictures on the KC1021 Facebook page and share that post if you can. Anyone with information about the children or their family is asked to contact the Overland Park Police Department. The Royals open their season today against the Chicago White Sox at the K. Danny Duffy going to get the start for KC opposite Chicago right-hander James Shields, of course, a former Royal. The parking lot opens at 9 this morning. Gates to the stadium open at 1 and first pitch, 3:15. Royals all-star catcher Salvador Perez is going to open the season on the disabled list. Salvi expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a grade 2 sprain with a minor tear of the left knee ligament. Did you hear how this happened? Hurt the knee while carrying a suitcase up some stairs at his house. Yikes. So with Salvi out, Drew Butera going to handle the bulk of the catching. Of course, it's also Greater Kansas City Day. Those 2x3 flags available for a $10 donation to Royals Charities. Shaylee and Joey, the producer, are out at Price Chopper in Lenexa this morning, and they're going to be there till about 9 o'clock. They're at the one that's at 101st and Woodland, so you can stop by and see them, pick up your flag, and win some goodies from them this morning. Carnival Cruise went to a small Virginia town this week looking for a local teen and his coveted Snapchat handle at Carnival Cruise. The company surprised 15-year-old Darian Lipscomb at his home Tuesday night after peppering the town with signs asking, "Hey prospect, does anyone know Darian?" The company offered to trade Lipscomb a free trip for his family aboard its newest ship, Carnival Horizon, in exchange for his Snapchat handle.
The net worth, they'll push him over the edge and no one will ever know.
Ow. The net worth of the trip, about $5,000. Organizers say Lipscomb will also receive some customized surprises throughout the trip. Perhaps that's what they're talking about.
Meet us out on the poop deck there, buddy.
The trip is going to be documented on social media, of course. The company said the trade was a fun way to reward a super fan. Darian said he hasn't decided on a new handle yet. He said, "I'll have to think up another name." I would assume he's going to grab another company name.
Yeah, it's like at Nabisco Open or something.
Exactly right. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
Well, we lost Psalm somewhere around the Virgin Islands there. I don't know.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Centerfield Mafia has come alive in the past couple of minutes on Facebook.
Throwback Throwdown is hot today.
Boy, it sure is. We're going to have a record number of votes. You voting for Shaylee's baseball song.
Good times never seem so good.
Voting for Joey's.
This is Robinson.
You can vote for mine.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play.
You're darn right.
I love it. A lot of people voting or think that the song is called Put Me In Coach. They're all voting Put Me In Coach.
Right, right. Well, that's the most famous lyric there. Or Jen's Glory Days. That's a good song, too. Vote right now, Twitter, text, or Facebook, and you're saying I'm in the early lead, huh?
I just added up the votes, and currently you are narrowly beating me. I'm in second place. Shaylee is in third, and Joey pulling up the rear in fourth place.
Nice. All right. Very good. We're going to play our Jayhawk Easter egg game now with Rally House.
Yes, $50 gift card for KU gear from Rally House up for grabs. I have 10 Easter eggs in front of me. We will let you pick a number, 1 to 10. We'll open up that egg, see if you win.
All right. Hey, good morning to the show. You want to play on the Jayhawk Rally House Easter egg game?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey there. All right. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Pick an Easter egg number.
I'm going to go with 6 again.
Going 6. That's kind of a teal colored egg.
Okay.
Oh, it's empty. Not in 6. I'm sorry.
Man, all right. Topeka, here's Marlo. Good morning, Marlo.
Good morning.
Marlo, what's going on with you?
Just driving to work.
Driving to work. Are you a big KU fan? Villanova,
Loyola? Absolutely am a big KU fan.
Rock chalk.
All right. Rock chalk.
Topeka, you're not too far away. I love it. All right. Let's egg.
Let's go with number 10 for the 10-year anniversary of the last championship.
Oh, very creative. Going back to 2008. All right.
Yep.
This is a red egg. And it's empty. I'm sorry. But
all
rock
right,
chalk.
Yeah, rock
Have
chalk.
A good one.
You too. Olathe, here's Bobby. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
Okay.
All right. Number
an egg.
6 and 10 are off the board. What would you like?
All right, let's try number 8.
Going number 8. Made it to the Elite Eight. I mean, that could be a connection, right?
Hey, that's true, yes.
It's a purple egg. Unfortunately, an empty purple egg. I'm sorry, Bobby.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Independence. Vicky gets a shot. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Come on, Vicky. You can do this. I feel good. Pick an egg.
Let's go number four.
Number four.
Final four. I love that pick.
Purple egg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's in there. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
$50 gift card for KU gear from Rally House is yours, Vicky. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll get you a new shirt, a little something for the Jayhawks.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. You hold on for 1 second. We'll get the info. Opening day today. We're going to check in with Joey and Shaylee. They're out and about today.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The day that hope always springs eternal. It is opening day. Everybody's in first place now.
That's right.
And we have our first place crowd out there, Jen or Shaylee and Joey out somewhere.
That kind of hurts that you laugh.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just a small joke, that's all.
They're more like the Salvi who hurt his knee walking up steps with luggage. You know what I mean?
Oh, June.
Yes. Well, I didn't want to call you Drew Butera, so.
But she does do.
He does have great hair, though.
Yeah. Well,
I'm Italian, and I do have pretty decent hair.
All true.
All right. So, what are you guys doing, and where are you?
So we're out here at 101st and Woodland out in Lenexa at the beautiful Price Chopper, which, by the way, I just am trying to convince Joey to buy me some flowers because they're Royals colors and they fit with today, right?
They are, and they're also super cute, too.
But you can get the official 50th anniversary flag here for only $10, and it all goes to Royals Charities. It's going to help kids with disabilities. And, oh, by the way, I still have a pair of opening day tickets to give away to somebody.
Oh, wow. Okay, so somebody on their way in today can stop by and what, get signed up to win the pair of tickets? How are they going to do that?
Yep, just sign up to win. We'll draw here in about 10 minutes. And or if you just come tell me that we are obviously the A-team here, I'll just give you the pair. That's fine.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I'd hate for somebody to have to lie.
Oh, but that's rude.
Lying.
And this is why we are giving your tickets away.
Oh, yeah, you could have just brought those back to the... I've postponed my dentist appointment and everything for today.
Did you really?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. We're out of tickets.
All right, if you can get out there in the next few, try to get those Royals opening day tickets. Again, they are in Lenexa, 101st, and Woodland at Price Chopper.
All right, and by the way, how do you guys feel that so far the Centerfield Mafia has seemed to take over social media and put me in the lead in the throwback throwdown? Is that right?
He is killing it today.
Yeah.
I actually stopped counting votes because it was ridiculous.
Well, I also find it very weird that you two are in the lead and Joey and I are in last.
Well, it seems like a very big coincidence.
If you look at Facebook, it's pretty obvious. We can't cheat because you can see who the votes are coming from. And if you look, Brian's just like, it's center field, put me in coach, center field, Fogarty. It's all Brian. And the text line, same way.
Now, you can vote for Shaylee's song, which is this, Sweet Caroline. It's a Boston song. I mean, but
it's
okay.
Just a good song.
All right. All
if you're drunk at 2 in the morning and it's on the jukebox.
Choices.
Joey's song is Mrs. Robinson. The crack research team says, again, on the merits of one good lyric. There we go. Joe DiMaggio.
Everyone loves Joe DiMaggio.
That's right. Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Jen's song this morning is Glory Days, which is a great baseball song.
It is, and somebody on the text line, thank you, 1695, who just texted Jen's song Glory Days, so that's one for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Pretty much.
Or you could vote for Sixpence, None the Richer's Kiss Me. No, I'm just kidding. You can't. That's what we're going to play now. All right, guys. Have fun out there. Tell us if you get a winner, and we'll check in with you after 8 o'clock, okay?
Sounds good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda for opening day, Thursday, March 29th. An update to some big news from this morning. Police say they have found the parents of two children who were found wandering in Overland Park early this morning. Those kids were approximately 3 to 4 years old. They were found wandering near Shawnee Mission Parkway in Santa Fe about 3 this morning. But again, the parents have been located. Royals open the season today against the Chicago White Sox. It all happens at the K. Danny Duffy getting the start for Kansas City. Chicago right-hander James Shields, who, of course, is a former Royal, will also get the start.
Oh, man, look at there.
Parking lot opens at 9. Gates to the stadium open at 1. First pitch at 3:15 this afternoon. Salvi, Not going to be behind the plate. Salvador Perez will open the season on the disabled list. He's expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a grade 2 sprain with a minor tear of the left knee ligament. Hurt the knee while carrying a suitcase upstairs at his home a couple nights ago. With him out, Drew Butera, the amazing hair flipper, will handle the bulk of the catching. I love Drew Butera.
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's been on the show a couple of times.
So nice. He does awesome stuff for charity. I love that guy.
Who did he let run their fingers through his hair? Was
both
that you?
Both Shaley and I.
Oh, okay.
Did that. For the record, it was for a charity event. Can I just state that? And worth every penny.
They just met him in a dark alley outside of someplace on the plaza.
And then we're like, we don't want to rob you. We just want to run our fingers through your hair. Keep your money. It's also Greater Kansas City Day, of course. Those flags available for a $10 donation to Royals Charities. Shaley and Joey, the producer, are out at Price Chopper in Lenexa this morning at 101st and Woodland. You can get your flags and pick up some goodies from them this morning. Kansas Jayhawks have landed in San Antonio to prep for the Final Four. KU going to tangle with fellow number one seed Villanova on Saturday in San Antonio. Loyola Chicago, which has two starters from Overland Park, they're going to meet Michigan in the other national semifinal. The winners will play in the national championship game on Monday.
Oh my gosh, can you believe it?
It's going to be a huge weekend.
Wow, that and Easter?
I know. That and the Lord's resurrection.
I'm going to eat a bunch. I'm going to watch basketball. I mean, just what Jesus want me to do, right?
That's right. Sister Jean, she's all over it. I actually saw.
That's right.
You know, Sister Jean, who is, she always goes and prays for Loyola. Mm-hmm. She's at all their games and everything. And they had pushed back some Easter services there in Chicago. I think so that, I don't know if it was so that people could still make the game, you know, still watch it, but still be able to go to church.
Yeah.
Just funny. I love her.
Good.
And I love those boys from Overland Park, Ben Richardson and Clayton Custer. I want them to win and play KU on Monday. And then I don't
great.
Care who wins. Then it's a free-for-all. Then it's boys from Kansas. And for the 27th year in a row, the Labrador Retriever is the most popular dog breed in the U.S. The German Shepherd and Golden Retriever took the number 2 and 3 spots, but there is a big move for an underdog this year. The French Bulldog jumped up 2 spots to number 4, knocking the Beagle out of the top 5 for the first time since 1998. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
All right, we'll get another check-in from Joey and Shaley out and about today for opening day and Greater KC Day. We'll get to the throwback throwdown this hour. It's Pat Benatar.
You already won.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We play Man on the Street.
I ask some random people some pop culture trivia questions. I like to head out and just ask different people stuff, and then you have to try to guess their answers. This morning, it's your chance to win a $25 Hobby Lobby gift card.
All right, let's start with Brian in Overland Park. Good morning, Brian.
How's it going?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Okay.
All right, I asked a fifth grader this question.
Today is Royals opening day. What team are they playing?
Did she respond Indians, Cubs, or New York?
New York.
Okay, we'll see.
The Indians.
Yeah, they said the Indians, which of course is incorrect, but you also get it incorrect, so I'm sorry, no gift card for you.
Okay. All right, Brian, thank you, sir. Good morning to Kim and KC. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
All right, Kim, are you going to the game this afternoon?
I'm not. I'm working.
Ah, I get you. I feel it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, yep. I asked an elementary school girl this question.
Name any Royals player, past or present.
Did she say Alex Smith, Gordon and Moose, or Jackie Robinson?
I think she said Gordon and Moose.
Okay.
So I think there's Gordon.
Yes.
And there's also Moose.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, very good.
You got it right. Hang on the line.
Yay.
You might be winning this gift card.
Okay. To Mound City we go. And Travis. Good morning, Travis.
Hello.
Travis, I asked a girl in elementary school this question.
Name a men's basketball team in the Final Four.
Did she say Villanova, KU, or Mizzou?
KU.
See.
KU.
Of course she did.
Yes.
Rock chalking it. All right, Travis and Kim, your names are in a bucket. Who is our winner this morning? It is Kim from Kansas City. Congratulations.
Thank you.
$25 Hobby Lobby gift card for you.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Yes, what do you get at Hobby Lobby? What's your thing?
Oh, God. What's not my thing?
Yes.
I don't know. Anything.
Christmas decor, candles. We need all of it.
Anything.
The flower aisle. Whichever. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is that day, that time of the year, the rite of passage, opening day, and Greater Kansas City Day.
Every everybody's in first place today, right?
You love it. Yes, all hope springs eternal. And Joey and Shaylee are out and about today. Guys, are you hanging on the other end of the mobile unit there? Because I feel like they just gave away another pair of opening day tickets to the Royals game.
We could hear them off the air, and there was somebody who had just texted into us and said, I'm trying to get out to Shaylee so I can win those opening day tickets, and then I thought we could hear them off the air, and I thought it was that guy who made it there and was winning tickets for his son.
Yeah, guys, are you there? Anybody?
We're here. We're here, and you are absolutely right. He walked in and said, Shaylee, you're my favorite. And that's actually not what he said, but he did say, oh my God, you didn't give away the tickets yet, did you? And we didn't.
Nope, I got him right now.
All right.
Who are you going to take?
I'm going to take my son. I'm literally going to drive back to Lawrence to pick him out of school and then bring him back up to Kansas City for the game.
I love that.
That is so cool.
How old is his son?
He's 10.
You're taking the 10-year-old out of school. This is going to be the greatest day ever.
Oh, he's going to love it. He hates school, so it's time to go. It's time to go to a game instead.
Oh, man. Go buy him all the snacks. What a cool day.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, man. That is a memory to have for a lifetime. That's awesome.
That's the greatest. I
appreciate it.
And then he's going to go watch the KU game on Saturday, too.
I'm super superstitious. I can't watch it at Allen Fieldhouse because the last time I watched it at Allen Fieldhouse, they were playing Kentucky and they lost. So I'm going to go watch it at the Granada, I think.
Oh, that's a good
change
option.
Change up the venue. Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, you go see it at Allen Fieldhouse. They're going to have that video board, and it's free for people to want to go there and watch it in all the excitement.
That's right. Good work out there, guys. Hold on for 1 second because we're going to get to the entertainment news now. And then we're going to reveal the winner of today's baseball-themed throwback throwdown.
Celebrating birthdays today. From the movie Elf and the show Strangers with Candy, actress Amy Sedaris is 57. Blues Traveler singer John Popper is 51. And best known as Xena, Warrior Princess, actress Lucy Lawless is 50. The Roseanne reboot is a ratings winner, and apparently President Trump is paying some attention. According to ABC, the sitcom premiere was watched by more than 18 million viewers, the highest rated comedy telecast on any network in nearly 4 years. ABC adds that it was Tuesday's highest-rated entertainment telecast in 6 years among young adults. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president was so wowed by the show's success, he called Roseanne Barr to congratulate her. She's been a longtime supporter of Trump. I do think that they handled all the politics really in a funny way on that show, because you had her sister Jackie, who was hardcore Democrat, and then you had Roseanne, the Trump supporter. And I just thought it was really funny the way they played it.
All the great characters are back, too. They've added a few new ones as well. Give it a different premise. I was excited. I love the reboot.
It's going to be on Tuesday nights, ABC. Courtney Love owes the IRS big time. Multiple reports indicate Kurt Cobain's widow has an unpaid 2016 tax bill of more than $568,000. She's far from strangers with Uncle Sam. It was just 3 months ago that Love repaid the government nearly $320,000 that she owed on tax bills dating back to 2012. And of course, the second season of This Is Us is over. We're done crying for just a minute, but Chrissy Metz has a new book out. She's the one who plays Kate, and she's talking about exactly how broke she was when she landed that role.
These cities are expensive to live in and to aspire and to be an actress and headshots and classes. It's like, forget about it. You know, you're just trying to pay the bills. And so it was always paycheck to paycheck. And so I was on unemployment for some time, I think maybe 3 or 4 months. And I even felt bad about doing that. And my friend's like, you've been working since you were 15. It's okay. And I'm like, oh. Hard work has never been my problem. It's believing in myself. And so when I booked the role, I was like in between, of course, paychecks and didn't have enough money to even get gas to get to the audition. Was living with a friend who was like, girl, it's going to happen for you. Don't worry. I know you'll pay me back. And I'm like, okay. So, 81 cents. In my bank account when I got the call.
Ooh, I found someone I'm richer than for once. I've got like $8 right now.
I have $4.53.
Almost payday. We're so close.
Yeah.
Chrissy's new book is called This Is Me. That's your entertainment news brought to you by the United Methodist Church of the Resurrection, celebrating Easter with community egg hunts and Easter services in Leawood, Olathe, Blue Springs, and downtown. All are invited. Details are online at cor.org/Easter.
Okay, let's bring in Shaylee and Joey. Are you guys ready to reveal the throwback throwdown winner for today of the baseball theme songs? Yeah. Do you guys know who it's going to be?
We are ready.
Oh, man. Jen, you've been tallying up the votes over there.
It started out close. Whatever. Right out of the gate, we were all, like, you know, doing pretty well. But the clear winner today, Brian's choice, center field.
Yeah.
It only makes sense. It's opening day. You got to go with center field.
I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank all the voters, mom and dad.
Yeah.
All right, you guys out there, good job. Come on back to the studio, the mothership, and we will see you here for opening day activities. Joey, you're actually headed out to the stadium, though, right?
Yeah, we're heading out to the K right now.
All right, they're on the way out there.
Nice.
Little tailgate pre-party. We'll come back. We'll wrap the show. Throwback Throwdown winner for today. Enjoy your opening day with a little John Fogerty. Ah, there's nothing like baseball, right?
Center field.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Gotta love it.
And congratulations to everybody who won opening day tickets from us this morning. Shaylee and Joey out of Price Chopper.
Ah, you're the lucky ones. Showy.
Good old
Showy.
Can
we just call him Showy?
They're the new Brangelina. It's happening. It's all happening.
Jaylee's headed out to opening day as we speak right now. They're going to be out in the parking lot at Kauffman.
Yeah, go out and look for them if you're going to be out there doing a little tailgating today as well. Enjoy the game. Got to get ready for some basketball as well. Getting ready. We have another Rally House gift card. We'll give that away tomorrow morning. More Hobby Lobby gift cards to give away tomorrow as well. And you're still listening for Taylor Swift songs. Anytime you hear two of them back to back, you want to be caller 102 to win tickets.
All right, tomorrow morning the show is brand new at 6 a.m. and we'll be here. Have fun.
I'll be watching the game on TV. It's all right.
Same here.
It's easier on the couch. That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, right.
I can make my own hot dog.
Actually, I'm not envious this year. It's cold.
It's chilly.
It really is. Kind of chilly outside.
But hopefully no rain for everybody. Enjoy the game.
That's right. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.